Amendment number one, Senate Judiciary Committee Amendment is in the House bill.
Chairman Kelsey.
Move to withdraw.
Without objection, withdrawn. Further amendments, Mr. Clerk?
Amendment number two, Senate Judiciary Committee Amendment.
There were more than 25 bills on the Tennessee State Senate's docket on March 6th. Amanda Moore was interested in only one of them. Moore, her husband, and her father stood next to State Senator Doug Overby's desk as the Senate passed a bill that would be called Amelia's Law in honor of Moore's eldest daughter. But for her, this was only a half victory. To understand why, we need to go back nearly 2 years. In August 2012, 16-year-old Amelia Cowan was driving just a few miles from her Maryville home when John Perkins cut across three lanes of traffic at more than 70 miles per hour and struck Cowan head-on. She died at the scene. Perkins died the following day. He was a repeat drug offender out on parole and high at the time of the crash, facts that haunted Moore.
So after the funeral, after all of that, I remember sitting out on the front porch and thinking, you know, maybe he wasn't as bad as they said he was. Maybe he just made some mistakes. And I wanted to think this was an accident.
Moore started requesting Perkins' criminal history and prison records from state officials. What she found astounded her. Psychological reports from before the accident showed Perkins was dependent on drugs and exhibited no remorse for his earlier crimes. He was released from prison a week later. All this led Moore to some powerful questions.
How could this man with 21 felonies over a 25-year period, who has violated parole, who has done all of this stuff, how did we let him out of prison? If he was out and he was this bad, how many other ones are out there too?
She gathered up her research, about 200 pages in total, and headed to Nashville with a mission to fix the lax sentencing laws she felt contributed to Amelia's death.
We knew, looking in their eyes the first day that we sat with them, that they had had a long struggle, and they were not willing to be placated in their effort to make things different for other people.
State Representative Bob Ramsey helped Moore craft a bill they hoped would close the sentencing loopholes that allowed John Perkins to be released.
The administrator of the parole board system did acknowledge that there were failures that were in place that allowed this man to be free.
Despite overwhelming approval in the Tennessee Senate, Amelia's Law stalled in the House. Its $668,000 price tag was deemed too expensive in a state budget that totaled more than $32 billion. Moore was surprised and disappointed.
I don't know. I went into a depression. From my standpoint, when you look at it, when it's your child and then they're saying, well, this costs too much money for a state as a whole, it's offensive.
So what about that measure the Senate approved on March 6th, the one now called Amelia's Law? That bill would require offenders to wear bracelets that monitor drug and alcohol levels through skin measurements. Every half hour, those readings are transmitted to law enforcement officials. And though it's not what she sought, Amanda Moore is quick to point out the new bill could make a difference. Representative Ramsey has cautioned her there's a long road between her and her ultimate goal of addressing sentencing and parole processes. Moore says she'll keep pushing.
There was never, ever an issue of would we stop? And I made that very, very clear when I met them. I mean, they told me flat out, this could take a couple of years. This could take 10 years. And I said, that's fine. I'm not going anywhere.
Governor Bill Haslam signed the monitoring bracelet bill on March 21st. The measure, now called Amelia's Law, will go into effect on the 1st of July. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth, WUOT News.